Designing distribution centers. The work completed in distribution centers, DCS, is now often much more complex than it used to be. Historically, a DC received a pallet, stored it, broke it down into orders, and then shipped the orders out. Many DCS continue to operate in this role, but even these may include complexities such as enabling cross-docking, receiving an immediate order picking and distribution without storage. Design of many DCS now needs to accommodate complex value-added tasks and manufacturing requirements, such as for assemble to order, which uses modules to postpone assembly until orders arrive. Value-added tasks could be simple, such as repackaging product into smaller or larger units, or providing location-specific labeling and price marking. Or they could be complex, such as final assembly of modules or customizing hardware or software configurations to customer specifications. Some DCS, such as those that serve the automotive industry, are even producing some assemblies and delivering them in milk runs, a regular route of deliveries with several stops, and may even stock the materials at the required work centers on the assembly line. Changes such as these require many DCS to rework their layouts to integrate final assembly layout techniques. This impacts space, equipment, material, and worker requirements. The steps to custom design a distribution center are as follows. Design a layout. Define process requirements and flowchart the sequence of material handling and processing steps. A basic DC process that must be done right is to determine how to efficiently receive replenishment inventory, the reorder quantity, and restock any order pick storage areas, areas used for picking of individual units, and longer-term storage areas without interfering with order picking or other warehouse services. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines replenishment as relocating material from a bulk storage area to an order pick storage area and documenting this relocation. Volume requirements also are considered, as is the amount and desired utilization level of available space, including vertical space. Refine the layout. Distribution centers can have from conventional to fully automated materials handling and production processes. The relative level of automation is determined for the optimum layout. Simulate the process. Use computer simulation to test the system design, throughput volumes, and functions/systems integration. Designing a distribution center that functions more like a manufacturing plant requires thorough planning, starting with conventional flowcharting and then performing optimization with computer modeling.